Today we reflect again on the angels, and this time the guardian angels, our personal guardian angels. A few days ago we reflected on the reality of the archangels and three special guardian angels, Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel. And today it's more personal. We reflect on our own personal guardian angels. It's really a gift from Jesus to us, a gift from God to us all the days of our life. Every day and night, our guardian angels are by our side to protect us, to guide us, to inspire us with holy thoughts and good thoughts to do God's will, to do good things, to practice charity, to think holy thoughts. As we know, Satan is trying to tempt us and put evil thoughts in our mind, and we maybe think of that cartoon with the red devil figure on our left shoulder and the angel on our right shoulder. There's a lot of truth to that. The devil tempts us, and our guardian angels inspires us with holy thoughts, and we need to listen to him, and not only listen to his holy inspirations that he will give with asking, but also to ask him for help in times of temptation, in times of difficulty and fears that we might have. And you know, we know he's there even when we don't ask him at times. You know, different things have happened to us. How many times have we been freed from dangers or freed from accidents and great harm, and our angel has helped us and we don't even know? They are invisible guardian angel, but you know, this is something that is a revelation to so many of us, a revelation that we have a guardian angel and he's been with us all the days of our life. But it is a truth of our faith, the teachings of the church, and it is something we need to really put into practice. Not only that, but we need to become friends with our guardian angel, because our guardian angel is not there just because he has to be there, but because he wants to be, because he loves us and he cares for us in a loving way. And I think one of the best ways to remember this is by remembering what happened to Saint Padre Pio with his guardian angel, who we saw many times. And there's this story related that he gives us that I'll read. One incident when he was severely beaten by the devil, he called upon his guardian angel and says as follows. The Saturday, it seemed that the devils wanted to finish me off with their blows, and I did not know what saint to turn to. Then I called on my guardian angel, who after making me wait a while, was right there at last to help me. And with his angelic voice, he sang hymns to the Divine Majesty. I complained to him for making me wait so long, for I had not neglected to call him for help. To punish him, so to speak, for being late, I tended to avoid looking him in the face and to move away from him. But he, poor thing, came up to me almost in tears, so that I lifted up my eyes, looked him in the face, and saw that he was all distressed. Then he told me, I am always near you, dear friend, mio diletto. I always walk near you. This love I have for you will not end even when you die. So, you know, we can look forward to our friend, our guardian angel in heaven too, will be with us as our companion. But we have a best friend in our guardian angel. We talk about our best friends, Jesus and Mary, but also our guardian angel, who we should have a close relationship with and ask for help on a daily basis. You know, Saint Jose Maria Escriva used to set aside Tuesdays to cultivate his devotion to the guardian angel, and we can do the same or something similar, but of course we want to call on our guardian angel every day, not just in a rote way and with a guardian angel prayer we say, but in a friendly, intimate, continual kind of communication, as Saint Gemma Galgani did with her guardian angel. She saw her guardian angel throughout her life, perhaps, and was always talking to him. But we can do the same, and we should, for our own benefit. And I'll just conclude with what Saint Therese, Child Jesus, said to her sister Celine, recommending to her to turn to her guardian angel. Jesus has placed near you an angel from heaven who is always looking after you. He carries you in his hands, lest you your foot strike against a stone. You do not see him, and yet he is the one who for 25 years has preserved your soul, who has kept its virginal whiteness. He is the one who removes from you the occasions of sin. Your guardian angel is covering you with his wings, and Jesus, the purity of virgins, reposes in your heart. You do not see your treasures. Jesus is sleeping, and the angel remains in his mysterious silence. However, they are there with Mary, who is hiding you also under her veil. And she used to pray, Saint Therese used to pray to her guardian angel in words like this: My holy guardian angel, cover me with your wing, with your fire, light, the road that I am taking. Come, direct my steps. Help me, I call upon you just for today. So we pray with our own words to our guardian angel, being thankful to him for all that he does for us, thankful and loving back towards him, who we should communicate in a loving way and not forget him, and thank him on a daily basis as well. That thanks helps us to nourish our relationship and friendship with our guardian angel, and thank God for giving to us so many treasures, including this treasure of our own personal protector, helper, and guardian angel.